One time I was listening to a respected Bible teacher teaching from the book of 1 John, and he ended up by putting almost the entire book in a black box. That is a mechanism that's used by theologians and philosophers and even some scientists about things that we don't understand. We don't understand it. It conflicts with our theology, our theory, our philosophy, and we're just going to put it in this black box and someday we'll understand it by and by. Well, it's dangerous to put things in the Bible in a black box. Usually it's because we don't want to accept those things. And I believe this is the passage that this Bible teacher was attempting to teach from. It's in John chapter 3, verse 4. Whoever commits sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has not seen him, neither knows him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does what is right is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not do what is righteous is not of God, neither is he that loves not his brother. You see, these are pretty strong words from the apostle, aren't they? But we have to take them in context with his other words. His other words have said, he who claims to walk in the light yet walks in darkness is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And we've all sinned. That's in there too. And then he says this, chapter 2, verse 1, I write unto you, little children, that you do not sin. But if any man sins, we have an advocate with Jesus Christ the righteous. What John is talking about is how we live. If we continue sinning just like we did before we received the grace of God, the truth is not in us. And because we are born of God, we do not live a life of sin. That's behind us. It's just clear from the scriptures. But if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. It has to do, it seems to me, with the condition of our heart. And God looks at the heart. If he sees a rebellious heart, a heart that's sinful, a heart that's intent on sinning, he has no part with us. But he who does the will of God, he who does the will of God, and the person who will walk in integrity and cease their sinning ways and turn to God, God will bless them. And we can tell the people who are of God. They're the ones that are doing righteous things. They're living a life of integrity. They don't sin. Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. We just have to accept this and ask God for the grace to live as he wants us to live. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this word. I pray that you would give me grace, Lord, that I may live according to your word and your will. I pray, O God, you would forgive me where I have sinned and help me to walk each day, this day, in integrity, doing what's right and avoiding what is wrong and what is evil. In Jesus' name, amen.